Macmillan Audio presents Hello Sleep by Dr. Jade Wu. Read by Susanna Mars. Prologue. Sleep is a friend, not an engineering problem. When I first met Kate, she had a wild look in her eyes. When I asked her what brought her to the Duke Behavioral Sleep Medicine Clinic, her voice cracked. She told me, "My sleep is broken, and I'm so, so tired." Kate was a petite woman in her mid-40s with an easy smile and a mane of luxurious blonde hair. I could tell at first glance that she was all business. She had arrived before the clinic opened, clutching a laptop bag and thick folio of papers. She looked like a pint-sized Erin Brockovich ready to tackle her toughest case. In a way, Kate was a detective. By day, she worked as a software engineer, but by night, she devoted her time to catching the thief who had stolen her sleep. The folio she carried, it turned out, contained 4 months' worth of data she had amassed, including nightly sleep stats, daily food and drink intake, stress level fluctuations, and a record of her daily activities. It was an impressive compendium of evidence, complete with graphs and summary statistics. She was trying to find some pattern, some spark of understanding that would crack the code of where her sleep had gone. My heart went out to her. She was working so hard. But her investigation had hit a dead end. Kate explained that some 4 years ago she had gone through a stressful time at work. She was answering emails at 11 p.m. to placate an unreasonable boss, and as part of an ultra-competitive team, was always made to feel like she could be fired at any time. Understandably, she started having trouble falling asleep because she would mentally plan work tasks for the next day or worry about some snide remark a coworker had made. At some point, almost imperceptibly, insomnia snuck into the vocabulary of her life. But even after starting a new job where she felt valued, could flex her creativity and enjoy her team's supportive culture, her ability to sleep somehow continued to get worse. By the time I met her, it was taking Kate at least 1 to 2 hours to fall asleep on most nights. She no longer had work worries, but her mind always managed to churn anyway, even if it was just replaying a Christmas song for the 17th time. After tossing and turning and desperately trying to shut down her mind, she'd eventually fall into a fitful sleep. But she would only stay asleep for 3 hours before waking up again and again and again. Every hour on the hour, she would get up in the morning feeling like she'd been run over by a truck. Kate is not alone. She might have been exceptional in her devotion to data gathering, but the agony of her nighttime hours is something legions of the sleepless understand. While insomnia is one of the loneliest human experiences, it's also nearly universal. Almost everyone has a bout of sleeplessness at some point in life, and a surprisingly large number end up struggling with it for years or even decades. You may be one of the chronically sleepless. Even if you feel alone in the impenetrable night, know that 24.5 million other American adults are also wondering if they're losing their mind, if the sleep center of their brain is broken. Perhaps, like them, you manage to get through the day, but it feels as if you're dragging your feet through mud and your brain through molasses. Perhaps, like Kate, you snap at your kids when you don't mean to because insomnia has shortened your fuse and frayed your edges. Then you spend the rest of the day feeling both tired and guilty. Perhaps, like so many others, you feel that sleep has betrayed you. At one point during our first conversation, Kate threw up her hands and exclaimed, "And the craziest thing is, I can't even nap. Sometimes I'm so exhausted and I just want to curl up and..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?